You're listening to Money Making Mothers with Carla Edwards, where we discuss the highs and lows of being a working parent, how to master the art of spinning plates, and remind ourselves that just because you became a mother does not mean your dreams no longer exist. You can have it all.
Hi everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Money Making Mothers, where I am joined by Laura from LKB Fitness. Now, Laura has managed to grow a brand so huge on Instagram through coaching and online fitness. Now, she wants to take this global, which I'm sure she's going to do because she is just incredible and has hair like a Garnier advert. She's so lovely and I'm sure everyone's going to enjoy this one.
Hi, I'm Laura. I'm from Essex and I am the founder of LKB Fitness. I'm a mum of two and I have a very supportive husband, Mark. Not only do I work in fitness, but I also work part-time in London City for a corporate bank. So life is very busy.
Oh, I didn't know that, Laura. I didn't know you worked at a bank as well.
Did I keep that part aside? That's what I mean about, hold on, who am I and what do? I have to remember that.
Oh my God, so what do you do in the bank in the city? Like
I've worked in the city like since I left school, really. There was a slight gap where I didn't, and then I went back and I've now been at the bank for like 13 years. And I was a personal assistant, then I had my first child, my daughter, and then I went back part-time and then went back along more as a team admin, working with two other girls who we all had children at the same time. So we then started job sharing. Yeah. And then we've all had second children around the same time as well. So, and I've gone to part-time now. So I just do 3 days a week, 2 days in London and one from home. But obviously this year it's all been from home.
Yeah. And you've obviously grown your own business in between doing that as well. So a little bit about the business, if you can, and why you do what you do, like why have you started that and what's got you to that point?
Yeah, absolutely. I've always been into fitness, always, ever since I can remember, even when I was quite young, used to go out like jogging and stuff around the roads. And then when I could join a gym, I was old enough to join a gym and that kind of jazz. And then it wasn't until probably about 6 years ago, I just started documenting my own. I used to post about, like, if I'd go for a run, I'd post about it. I was one of those people. Yeah. And which I was never ashamed to do. And then eventually I created my own fitness page where I started blogging my own fitness stuff. I thought, oh, you know, people then that are interested will start following me, and then I'll start meeting people, like-minded people, all that kind of stuff. And back then it was more just my running. And after blogging for so long, like about probably a good few years, and then having my second baby, I actually started, I decided I wanted to qualify as a personal trainer.
Yeah.
Because I thought that's where my passion is. Although I've worked in the city for so long, I thought eventually around children as well, I really want to take my fitness somewhere. So I trained level two, qualified for that. That was before my second child. And then on maternity leave with my second boy, my little boy, I trained my level three and became a personal trainer. And with that, I didn't take on the personal training straight away. I actually started local running groups, and I literally, I called it Couch to 5K groups. And in actual fact, my friend had started doing this. We trained at the same time, and she said, oh, I've had a lady ask me to train her in running. And I was like, oh, okay. That's like, I've never heard of that being done before. She said, yes, I'm going to train her. She wants to get up to 10K. Anyway, she said, eventually she started it as a group. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do that in my area. So she's in Kent, I'm in Essex. And we both just absolutely flew with it. And so locally, I had I started a Couch to 5K, and then we developed that into a, went up to 10K. Then we did half marathon. And it got to a point where I had like about 40 people running with me every Tuesday night, running the streets, all lit up like in the darkness. Huh?
Like Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Got a load of people off their couches, literally, and started to do that, and really built up quite a reputation, like locally, a good reputation, I think. And So a lot of people got to know me. They knew that I was obviously starting this up as kind of a business. This is always just like a bit of like a sideline thing at the moment because I was still obviously working at the bank and I am still now. But I then started doing like a local kind of HIIT class and started doing that. And then I started doing the personal training, which I always find it quite funny because I think as a personal trainer, people just straight away think you've got to go and work on a gym floor. And I've never worked, there's two pointers I always say. I'm a running leader and I've never in my life run a marathon. And I am a personal trainer and I've never worked 1 hour on a gym floor. So, and that's because that works for me, like as a mum, and I don't want to be on a gym floor cleaning machines. I want to be putting my passion into making other women mainly I work with feel good through their health. So I always did home training, or people would come to me when it was all allowed, and or I'd train like people in the park, that kind of thing, outdoor training.
And how has it worked for you though, like in terms of doing it with the kids and juggling motherhood and work? How's that been?
Yeah, it's you know, like any mum would say, it, especially like a mum that a working mum or not, kids are hard enough anyway, let alone even if you do or don't work, aren't they just? But it is tough. I purposely cut my days down in London so I could be around for my children more, and the whole goal of me wanting to take my fitness stuff forward is so I'm around for those school runs and I don't have to rely on childminder and stuff like that. I'm not going to lie at all, it hasn't been easy, but also on the flip side, COVID has probably given me more time with my children than ever, same for most people at the moment. So it is hard. I do find it hard juggling with the children. They always want your attention, don't they? And when you're on social media and trying to build a business on social media, it can be really difficult, really difficult.
Yeah, I heard something, it was actually a previous guest, Amy, had said, I went and seen her a couple of weeks ago, and she said something and it made me laugh because it's so true. Like when you are doing something online, like growing a social media business or growing like a following online for your business, and the kids are like, mom, you're on your phone. And she said, I say, well, if I wasn't on my phone, I'd be in the office. And it's
I'm
on my phone, and it looks like, my husband says to me all the time, you're on your phone. I'm like, yeah, I'm working.
Yeah, on my phone.
Like, I know. Lucky and privileged to be able to do it. But the reality is, if I wasn't on my phone, sat in the house with yous, I'd be sat in an office. And I wouldn't be.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like my eldest, she's going to be 10 next month. And, you know, she's getting quite clued up now and kind of gauging. They know how to play you, don't they? But she'll have a little moan every now and again. But I do turn around to her and say, do you want to go on these nice holidays? You know, the holidays that we usually go on every year, obviously not this year, but do you want us to continue with that? Because if you do, then mummy's got to work. But at the same time, I do, and I do have to tell myself, I 100% have to put my phone down and dedicate time to them every single day. And without fail, I have to do that because for my own conscience and my own being a mum and, you know, playing a game with them, I do make every effort to do that aside from trying to run my business as well.
You consciously then, like every day, have a set time that you do that, or is it just as and when?
Yeah, well, obviously now they're back to school, thank the Lord. And so it's usually when they come home now. My husband's working from home as well, which of course is very helpful. And we do very much work as a team. Like he'll come out and I'll be like, I have to get on my group tonight. I need to go and do this. And he's like, yeah, cool, cover it. So it's a bit mixed. Mine isn't fully fixed. I'm not going to lie and say. My life has never really been fully scheduled. I work well. I work better under pressure. I've started to realise that recently, and with the kids, nothing's ever particularly scheduled in, but we're conscious of always making that time around. But we do it around us, to be honest. The kids work around us.
And is it, without your husband, like, is he a massive support for you?
Huge. Yeah, huge. He really is. He's like, he does a lot of cooking, so that's great. So he'll come in and he unwinds doing the cooking, and that suits me down to the ground. He will take on, yeah, he is a very, very good dad. He's so, and he's so supportive of me. Obviously, I've flipped my business has taken off since COVID, to be fair. So I haven't gone into that yet. But during the lockdown number one, I phoned my husband one night and I said, he was around our friends. It was literally the day before it was going to be locked down. And yeah. I said, I'm going to go live tomorrow. All my friends were panicking about the gyms closing. And I was like, I'm going to go live tomorrow because the girls all want to do a workout. So I'm just going to do it on my Instagram page and they can just follow along. He was like, yeah, cool. I said, I just need you to like look after the kids so they're not screaming in the background.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, no worries. That's fine. Anyway, and I did it and I just went live. I'd never gone live on my Instagram and I just went live. I was very nervous and I did it and then I did it.
Huh? I was going to say, did you shit yourself? Because it's now worse than when you first record a video. Or I did a live a couple of weeks ago and it was awful. I hated it because you just like,
It is. And it's like with anything, the first few times you literally are, oh my God. But then you start getting a bit of feedback. You know, it's like you probably recording your podcast. As you carry on, things are starting to grow and figures are starting to rise. And it started happening with my workouts. I was going 30 minutes live every day. And the numbers were growing. And in the end, and I'm sure you know about this, but going live, in the end, I was pulling in about anything between 80 and 120 people to come and work out with me. Yeah. So for someone that hadn't even gone live before, I was thinking, okay, people are obviously enjoying my workouts. This is awesome. And I was loving it, absolutely loving it. It was getting me through lockdown. Yeah. And so I did that. And then it got to a point where I started doing live chats on my Instagram and bringing people in, a bit like we're chatting now. And I pulled people in from so many different industries, a real mixture. I had Syra Khan come on from Loose Women. I had Jay Alderton, who's now my mentor, from having our chat. I'm one of his clients and he mentors me. And there was a range of different people who are all on my IGTV. And it was really good fun, including personal friends, which were the funniest ones. And I started doing that. And then at the end of it, I said to Jay, who was in the fitness industry, who is now my mentor, he said, oh, I've got this thing you can jump on. It's like, I don't know, I think it was £50 a month. I'll tell you where you need to go from now. And he said, you need to turn this into like a 10-day challenge. I was like, okay, he goes, make it completely free. And at the end of it, you then say, you know, if anyone wants to continue with me, this is now my monthly membership, blah, blah, blah. And on that free challenge, I pulled in 450 people.
Really?
And at the end of it, yeah, 450 people. And at the end of it, I pulled in just under 200 paying clients.
That's
just
amazing.
Went boom. Yeah, and now I'm like, I know, it's crazy. And now the door's closed to my group. It's called Fit, Fab and Focused. And we're having such a great time in there. And I've now got 370 subscribers that, subscribe monthly to me.
And you just literally do that. Are you doing most of that live as in your front room?
Yeah. So in the group, Fit, Fab and Focused, it's great fun. It's £20 a month. I initially started it. My founder rate was £15 a month. So those that all joined me straight away, you know, and believed in me and all that kind of stuff, they pay £15 a month. And then from now on, the doors have been open a few times since, and it's £20 a month. And for that, they get three live workouts with me a week. So I do 2 7 a.m.s, which works really well for the mums in the group. And to be honest, most of us are mums. And then on a Friday, it's at 9:30 a.m. But then I also pull in a lady that I know. I went to something called the International Fitness Summit last summer. In Barcelona, and I met so many people, and that's been a blessing for me because now I've got a girl called Paris Yoga. She's lovely. She's fantastic at yoga. Literally the best I've ever come across. And now she comes on my group and does yoga for them.
Like a mix of different, it's other people from different areas. It's not just in your local area.
It's like I've got people in Australia and America, Germany, and Scotland, Wales. It's really and to be honest, it is it's growing, but it's all word of mouth, which is amazing. The power of word of mouth and social media is unreal.
Yeah, and like you said at the beginning, because you can work that round, like your husband, the kids, you're not having to leave the house really.
Yeah.
That's just amazing to be able. I mean, COVID has been an absolute nightmare, but the one thing is that you actually don't have much of a choice now. You've got to stay in the house, so at least you're making the most of the situation and you're at home, you know.
Absolutely. Like my husband, he does, I love him to bits. He says to me, I said, can you believe this has happened? Like in the last, he goes, Laura, but this isn't just, this hasn't happened overnight for you. This has been like, you've been doing your fitness stuff for like 5 to 6 years and you've been grafting at it. Like, you know, it's your passion. Don't think that this is just an overnight thing. Like because the core of my group, of my Fit Family Focus group, is local people. I reckon out of the 370, probably 200 of them are local. So when you build that, for anyone like listening and that would want to like go further with their fitness career, build that core. That'd be a big thing for me to say. Build that core local to where you live and build up that reputation and go from there. Because if you're just kind of going to throw yourself out onto social media, it's like throwing yourself into the world, isn't it? So, but you build that core and then it just starts. It's just going like that now. And it's amazing.
Yeah, because it's like rooting yourself on a tree, isn't it? You're growing your root and then your branches will go off either way, but you need to have some foundation first.
Yes, I like that analogy. Yes.
So in terms of like getting, like you just said there, it hasn't been something that's happened overnight. It's been a few years in the making. What has been the most difficult time of the journey so far? What would you say has been the hardest part of you getting to where you are now?
I think the hardest part is one, juggling the children with work, because you just have that mum guilt feeling a lot. But now when I see this going and it growing, yes, there's going to be a lot more pressure on me in terms of, because I put pressure on myself, that's why. And the thing I struggle mostly with is overwhelm. And I get so overwhelmed, I don't know about you, but I've got to-do lists coming out my backside. And literally I have to bring them all together every now and again. I'm like, right, okay, let's get myself organized. And with my business, I was speaking to my mentor and we was all on a group chat the other day and was talking about, you know, when you want to, we're talking about grabbing clients and bringing more clients into your business. And they was talking about the 12 fishing rods and the 12 fishing rods are kind of like, if you go fishing, the more rods you put out, the more clients, the more chance you've got of catching. So, and in the basis of my business, the rods are, you know, posting on Instagram, posting on Facebook, posting on your stories, getting into a local magazine. Anything else to market yourself. And so you have those 12 rods out. That's the thing that I find the most overwhelming, because I'm like, how can I do all of this? And, you know, posting on social media is without a doubt a full-time job, and creating good content.
Hmm? 1,000,000%. I totally agree.
Yeah, because, and if you've got any free time, you don't have free time because you can be making more content. So, and I'm slowly learning this, and this is what I've found the hardest. And that is just trying to do everything in terms of getting myself out there. But what I have done recently is I've bought people into my business. Like I've got a virtual assistant now who sorts all my editing of my videos. I've now got a meeting today with a lovely lady who I think is actually going to really help me with my Instagram posts and scheduling posts. So it's things like that. I'm starting to bring people in to help me because I'm in a position where I can do that. But if you haven't got the option to do it, then you've got to knuckle down. I mean, the last 6 months, I've had to learn things on a technology basis that I don't even want to go back to. And now I do. I had a sales page created. I had someone do it for me in the end. I was like, I just can't cope with this.
It's like the way it's really hard to do it, especially when, how do I say this? Like when you're trying to invest in building a business, it's like any counts, and you have to like you're trying your hardest to make sure you're building something that you can grow on. That's fine, but then when you actually sit down and work out, like for me, I am shit on social media. I'm terrible. I don't know what I'm doing. I haven't got the patience for it. I can't create content, and it's took me a year to just finally say, right, Carly, you're failing. Give someone else the money to do it, because that time you're spending doing that, you can put into something else and grow that part of the business, and you're going to get it back tenfold anyway, because it's going to then get you where you want to be. And I think it's really hard, especially when you are motivated and you're very like driven, to sort of say, I'm not good at that, let someone else do that, and I'll focus on that. I can't spin every single play and spin them all very well.
Exactly. I totally agree. But that I'm learning that after so long and with everything growing quite quickly, and that is because of COVID for me. I've jumped on something, which is great. But I do now, I definitely have to invest and I have to take the help more so as well. I mean, if someone was listening to this that wants to go into fitness and that hasn't got children and you've got time on your hands, then time is what we all need. So grab that time and spend it like learning.
I laugh, like time is actually, forget money, forget anything that you're trying to work towards in terms of success. Time is the most valuable thing you have. So if you spend an hour either spending time with the kids or spending an hour flinging your phone at the wall because you don't understand how to create a new logo or a new content, then pick the kids because you're not going to turn back and get someone else to do what you're not good at. And honestly, I can't explain the weight that's been lifted since I've done that. And it's
absolutely, and especially at the moment in these times, there's a lot of people out there that need work. Like, and you know, even and my brother, he runs his own charity business, and he's recently gone directly to a university where these students, they're overqualified. Like, and now he's being sent CVs because these students, they need money. So he's now got them onto his social media and doing it for him and paying them a fee. Like, there's people out there that want to do it, and it's not even overly expensive.
No, it definitely isn't. And it's about like going, giving someone else, like you said, there's a lot of people who aren't in as good a position as what we're in right now and can't do what they usually do and would probably like to do, like a little side hustle or help in any way, and they'd probably do it better. But yeah, definitely outsourcing what you're not as good at and concentrating on what you are good at is definitely the way forward. Like, and it is, it's more like you said at the beginning about the guilt of the mum guilt. It helps with that because then it gives you time to do the things that you should be doing.
Yeah.
Like, things.
Yeah, absolutely.
When I was looking at doing it, outsourcing, some of my friends were like, Carla, it's easy. It's just Instagram. It's just this. And I was like, no. You don't understand. It's not easy. Like, I hate it. And
I tell you what, Instagram isn't easy. It took me so long to get the hang of Instagram. And I don't even think I've still got the hang of it, but I massively wing it. I have to say that.
I definitely have no idea what I'm doing at all. Hence why someone's doing it for me. I give up. I just give up. I can't do it. In terms of, like, obviously with the kids with learning and being a mum and getting to where you want to be, your end destination, which is your goal.
Yeah.
If your children could learn something from you along the way, what would it be?
It would be, I would 100% tell them that whatever they love doing and whatever they're passionate about, go for it. And we live in a world now, there's opportunities to do absolutely anything, isn't there? I mean, you know, kids are making millions on TikTok these days. Do you know what I mean? Not that I want to necessarily push my children towards that, but there is opportunity for absolutely anything. So whatever my kids are passionate about, I'll be 100% behind them and be like, go for it. This is what you can do. And I feel like I'm learning so much now for myself that I can like teach them as they get older and want to do what they want to do. And also, you know, I never want them to be intimidated by others in the same industry, because I think a lot of people are scared of putting themselves out there with whatever they want to do because they compare themselves. And one thing I always say, and I was always told, and I would always tell my children, is it doesn't matter what other people are doing or how successful they are, or, you know, or what anyone says, no one's got you. Like, that is your superpower. You've got you, and that's what you must remember. And also, don't expect success overnight. You've got to work hard, kids. Absolutely got to work hard. That's what I'll be telling them.
And do they see how hard you work? Like, do they understand it?
Yeah, they do. Leo doesn't. Leo's 4, like almost 5. He slowly is understanding. Linny just, I put something on my story the other night. It was her doing an impression of me. And you say fit, fab and focus to her. She like rolls her eyes. And I'm like, don't be rolling your eyes. I said, you could be taking over this, because she's LK. We're, like, it's LKB Fitness. My maiden name was Kay, but she's Linny K. Bannister, so she's LKB as well. So I'm like, this could all be yours in a few years. Well, not a few years, but in years to come. But she's like, no, she's got no interest. But she does understand that, she does understand. And Daddy says it to her as well. You know, you have to understand Mummy's like working and this and the other. But she's great. She loves it as well. She loves getting involved in it all. She does the workouts with me sometimes too.
Yeah, and it teaches them, like, you don't even, like I say this quite often, but you don't realise what kids are watching and picking up on. And
sponges.
And you're showing them, really, what they can do if they want to put, like I say every day to my kids, every single day, you can do anything you want if you put your mind to it. Literally, like, yeah. My boys are, I want to do this, I want to be this. And I was like, well, Messi, you know, all Messi did is work hard. He had a talent, but talent isn't enough. You've got to work hard to get that, to get to that level. Yeah. Anybody who's got anything, 99% of the time, has grafted their ass off to get there.
Absolutely.
You're showing them that, doing what you're doing, because you're not only being a mum, you're working as well at part-time, and you're growing a business online. You know, why can't they?
Absolutely. And when they're so young, and you know, you've always just got to remember their little eyes are watching. No matter what we're doing, they are watching, and whatever habits we've got of our own, they will probably have those habits as well. So it's, for me, it's about, and that's why health and fitness is so important to me. And I think every mum should be made to feel, I think every mum should feel good. I think they should feel confident. I think they should feel sexy. And if I can help women feel like that, no matter whether they've got kids or not, then for me, that's a job well done. And that's what I'm here for. So that's what I want to spread.
Because it is hard, isn't it? Like when you do, especially, like, I know we've gone on about social media quite a bit, but especially with social media, like you look at, I know I do, I look at other people and I think, Jesus Christ, like my ass looks like a crumpet. Like, I don't know where, I don't know what the hell they've done and how they've got their ass like that. But like, I'm...
It's all the airbrushing, and I don't get drawn into it at all. I'm just literally like, I've got friends at my age, and they'll look and go, oh my God, look how amazing she is. And I go, yeah, she does look amazing, but can you see how many filters and how much that's been airshot? People just don't see it, and you know, it's not real. And one thing I want to always keep is real.
Yeah.
And because I haven't got time to be fake anyway. I've got, do you know what I mean? I've got time to put something out there that's not me. I just want to do what I'm doing. And then actually, when you're doing what you're loving and you enjoy it and you're just yourself, then it becomes really, really easy.
And what's your absolute end goal? What does it look like to you, dream?
It's funny you should ask that, because I always say to my, I've always had it in my mind, I want to go global now. I'm like, I want to go global. I want LKB Fitness to be, you know, well, my husband would go, you have gone global. You've got people in Australia and America. And I'm like, yeah, of course there is. There's that. And I want to create an app. I want an app, a really flipping good app that people can download and everything I'm doing now, I want all to put into an app. But I always, always want to keep that community that I've got as well, because I love it. And I think that's why it's been successful so far. And so for me, I just want that to grow bigger and bigger.
And keep going with the same ethos of, it's to make you feel better. It's to give you more confidence. And anyone.
Yeah, 100%. I was talking to a guy yesterday on my, I've called it LKB Live Lounge. And it was a guy, Nigel, he's a dietitian, which is completely different to a nutritionist. And he came on and we spoke about the menopause, and we were just talking about women's health. And it just gave me even more drive, because he just said, you know, women aren't prioritising their health. And we went into loads of stuff. It's on my IGTV and it's a fab chat. It's a really good one to listen to. And it just gave me even more reason to just keep pushing with what I do.
Women don't put themselves first, do they? Like,
no, you're so bad with it. And don't get me wrong, my children I'll put first, but my children are no bloody good without me being in a good frame of mind. So for me, I'm a better mother by taking care of myself each day with my fitness, whether it's a workout, whether it's a walk, whether it's, you know, meeting friends for a coffee. Well, you know, I don't feel guilty about any of those things, because I'm prioritizing me and my health, and I'm here as a human being as much as all my family and friends are, and I want to give them the best of me. So
yeah, you're definitely right. And it's hard. I think there's a lot of mums out there who forget that to be a good mum, you have to be happy in yourself. To be happy in yourself, you have to put yourself first somewhere along the line.
Yeah, because the second you start getting down and in the dumps and a bit depressed and a bit short and less patient, no patience with your children, these are the kind of things where health and fitness come in, and your normal well-being. It was, you know, if you work on that, it just reflects around your whole life.
Yeah, totally. I totally agree. It's just trying to break down that barrier of, oh, I need to put everybody else first, and the washing and the cleaning and the groups.
Yeah,
it's amazing and it's brilliant. But if you aren't at your best, how are you going to be your best for your kids?
Yeah, yeah.
Selfishly unselfish, like.
Yes. Yeah, without a doubt. And I will always stand by that, always.
Well,
I won't have any more children. I know that. So now it's just.
Where will anyone find you? Where will, if you know anyone who wants to look at you and see what you do and look
so,
at you?
So, yeah, on my Instagram, I'm lkb.fitness, and on Facebook, I'm lkbfitness. So you can find me on both of those social media platforms, and you can ping me a message in my direct messages or email. It's all on there.
Well, brilliant. Honestly, it's been amazing. Thank you so much, and I'll be definitely looking into it a bit more, because I am want to talk for making sure I put fitness first. It always comes last on my list of things to do.
Really? Yeah.
Because I can't bear most of it. I like weight training. It's the fitness side of it I'm not good at. Like, I like boxing. I like stuff where you can get your like frustration out. But fitness, show me how you run. I'm like Rachel off Friends. No, not Rachel. Phoebe. You know, when Phoebe goes to that run in the park and she's like.
You know what? I don't remember the last time I ran now. Just I don't remember the last time I ran, because I'm doing my workouts at home. Like, if I start going running now, I'm only going to. Like, I just don't get the time to do it, because my time is dedicated to my group, whereas it's helping with my own health and fitness as well. I haven't ran for ages, but a big one for me is your 10K steps a day, and that's what I promote hugely.
Yeah. Well, I'll try and keep a conscious effort of doing that as well. But yeah,
thank
you so much for your time today, love. It's been amazing.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I feel honoured to be asked to come on here. It's only my second podcast I've ever done, so thank you.
Isn't that it? And you're definitely going to go global 1,000,000%. So.
Oh, thanks, Carla.
You have been listening to the Money Making Mothers podcast with Carla Edwards. If you have enjoyed the show, then leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Make sure to tune in next time. And don't forget, you can have it all.